Hawser. Craiglin. That geriatric outworld minister on Sorpen. No peace or image of the changer, nothing and nobody the man had ever been, could have any desire to rescue her. Zogzal seemed to have hoped some pan-human compassion would make Hawser stop and save her, and so give the Adiran a few precious extra moments to make his escape. But the Adiran had made the same mistake about Hawser that his whole species had made about the culture. They were not that soft, after all. Humans could be just as hard and determined and merciless as any Adiran, given the right encouragement. I'm going to die, she thought, and was almost more surprised than terrified. Here, now, after all that's happened, all I've done, die, just like that. Her numb hand loosened slowly around the stanchion. The footsteps above her stopped, returned. She looked up. Hawser's face was above her, staring down at her. She hung there, twisting in the air for an instant, while the man looked into her eyes. The gun near his face. Hawser glanced round over the catwalk where Zogzal had gone.
Help! She croaked.
He knelt, and taking her hand, pulled her up.
Arm's broken!
She choked as he caught her by the neck of her jacket and pulled her onto the surface of the suspended gantry. She rolled over as he stood up. Foam drifted down through the wavering light and dark of the huge, echoing cavern, and flames cast momentary shadows when the lights guttered.
Thanks,
she coughed. That way? Hawser looked round, the way he'd been heading, the way Zogzal had gone. She did her best to nod.
Hawser, she said. Let him go.
Hawser was already backing off. He shook his head. No, he said, then turned and ran. Balveda curled up, her numbed arm going to the broken one, toward it, but not touching it. She coughed and put her hand to her mouth, feeling inside, spluttering. She spat out a tooth. Hawser crossed the catwalk. He felt calm now. Zogzal could delay him if he liked. He could even let the Adiran get to the transit tube, then he would just step into the tubeway and fire at the retreating end of the transit capsule, or blast the power off properly and trap the Adiran. It didn't matter. He crossed the terrace and ran into the tunnel. It led straight into the distance for over a kilometre. The way to the transit tubes was off to the right somewhere, but there were other doors and entrances, places where Zogzal could hide. It was bright and dry in the tunnel. The lights flickered only slightly, and the sprinkler system had remained off. He thought of looking at the floor only just in time. He saw the drips of water and foam while he ran toward a pair of doors which faced each other on either side of the tunnel. The line of drips stopped there. He was running too fast to stop. He ducked instead. Zogzal's fist flicked through the air out from the left-hand doorway over the changer's head. Hawser turned and brought the gun to bear. Zogzal stepped from the doorway and kicked out. His foot caught the gun, sending its barrel up into the changer's face, slamming into Hawser's mouth and nose while the gun sprayed laser fire over the man's head into the ceiling, bringing a hail of rock dust and splinters down over the Adiran and the human. Zogzal reached out while the stunned man was staggering back. He took the gun, tearing it from Hawser's hands. He turned it round and pointed it at Hawser as the man steadied himself against the wall with one hand, his mouth and nose bleeding. Zogzal tore the trigger guard from the gun. Unaha Klosp raced through the control room, banked in the air, flashed through the smoke and past the smashed doors, then darted down the short corridor. It flew down the length of the dormitory between the swaying nets, through another short tunnel and out onto the terrace. There was wreckage everywhere. It saw Balveda on the catwalk sitting up, holding one shoulder with the other hand, then putting her hand down to the floor of the gantry. Unaha Klosp tore through the air toward her, but just before it got to her, as her head was coming up to look at it, the noise of laser fire came from the tunnel on the far side of the cavern. The drone banked again and accelerated. Zogzal pressed the trigger just as Unaha Klosp hit him from behind. The gun hadn't even started to fire as Zogzal was thrown forward, down to the floor of the tunnel. He rolled over as he fell, but the gun's muzzle staved into the rock, taking all the Adiran's weight for a moment. The barrel snapped cleanly in two. The drone stopped just short of Hawser. The man was lunging forward for the Adiran, who was already recovering his balance and rearing up in front of them. Unaha Klosp rushed forward again, diving, then zooming, attempting an uppercut like the one that had caught the Adiran out once before. Zogzal fended off the machine with one swiping arm. Unaha Klosp bounced off the wall like a rubber ball, and the Adiran swatted it once more, sending the drone spinning back, dented and crippled, along the corridor toward the cavern. Hawser dived forward. Zogzal brought his fist down on the human's head as he lunged. The changer swerved, but not fast enough. The glancing blow he received hit the side of his head, and he crashed onto the floor, scraping along the side of the wall and coming to rest in a doorway across the tunnel. Sprinklers spat from the ceiling near where Horza's gun had fired into it. Zogzal rounded on the fallen human, who was trying to get to his feet, his legs wobbly and unsure, arms scrabbling for purchase over the smooth rock walls. The Adiran brought up his leg to stamp his foot into Horza's face, then sighed, and put his leg down again, as the drone Unaha Klosp, riding unevenly in the air, its casing dented, leaking smoke, wobbling as it advanced, came slowly back at the tunnel toward the Adiran.
"You animal!"
Unaha Klosp croaked, its small voice broken and harsh. Zogzal reached out, grabbed the machine's front, raised it easily in both hands over his head, over Horza's head. The man looked up, eyes unfocused, then brought it down, scything toward the man's skull. Horza rolled, almost tiredly, to one side, and Zogzal felt the whimpering machine connect with Horza's head and shoulder. The man fell, sprawling on the tunnel floor. He was still alive. One hand moved feebly to try to protect his naked, bleeding head. Zogzal turned and raised the helpless drone high over the man's head once more.
"And so," he said quietly, as he tensed his arms to bring the machine down.
"Zogzal!"
He looked up between his upraised arms, while the drone struggled weakly in his hands and the man at his feet moved one hand slowly over his blood-matted hair. Zogzal grinned. The woman, Perestek Balveda, stood at the end of the tunnel on the terrace over the cavern. She was stooped, and her face looked limp and worn. Her right arm dangled awkwardly at her side, the hand hanging by her thigh turned outward. In her other hand, her fist seemed closed around something small, which she was pointing at the Adiran. Zogzal had to look carefully to see what it was. It resembled a gun made mostly of air, a gun of lines, thin wires hardly solid at all, more like a framework, like a pencil outline somehow lifted from a page and filled out just enough to grip. Zogzal laughed and brought the drone swooping down.